This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. It's What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Got open phone time here for you to weigh in on any and all issues this hour, the first half of this hour anyway. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Senator Don Shively, Senator from Mott, and talk about Measure Number 2, Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. A lot of questions on the measures this year, and we promise to get you some answers to your questions and get you some info and get all sides on the measures so you can make a decision, and then we'll do a little summary of all of them by Election Day, so you'll have those to take your notes down and head for the polls in just 20 days. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
So whether you want to talk about Election 2016 and the countdown 20 days away, or whether you want to talk about the 70th day of the lawlessness that has become the hashtag no DAPL movement, that would mean no Dakota Access Pipeline, which, by the way, a lot of savvy folks in the social media area out there making pleas. Somebody earlier today said, you know, it's kind of eerie. ISIS recruits using these videos, right? And what's happening right now is people in these camps are recruiting people to come join this cause with videos. And, you know, there are similarities there. And I also was thinking the other day, watching this video, which you have to watch because it really gives you a sense of the calculated manipulation of political events. In other words, when you're watching a rally on TV and somebody gets in an altercation and the cameras all go there, I guess we all just assume that just happened, right? I mean, it just happened to be one person's there, another person's there, they don't agree, all of a sudden they're shouting at each other and it happens. Watch the video from Veritas that James O'Keefe has put out there right now where he goes undercover and you hear in their own voice, all these operatives with ties to the Democratic Party machine talking about how they shadow-like, you know, in the shadows work what they work. And what they do is incite riots. They're antagonizers. They incite things. They're proud of the fact they go into Trump rallies and do these things. So is that what's happening at Cannonball right now, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, Dakota Access? I don't know. Sure. A lot of similarities there that we ought to think a little bit about. So either one, anything you want to chat about, let's do it at 800-228-0550. I'm trying to pin down exactly what happened last night, but understanding there was a vote of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Tribal Council related to the location of the tribes. My sense is from a lot of people inside is that there is a weariness setting in, a recognition that, okay, here, this is really turned into a lot of people from somewhere else running the show, and we're getting the mess. We're getting the liability. We're getting the impacts on our reputation, on the casino, on a whole lot of other things. And recognizing that, you know what, we're going to have to do something about this. And one of the ways to do something about it is move the camp, because right now it's unlawfully operating where it is. There was an effort by the court to say, here's a permit, now follow these rules. The rules haven't been followed. So this vote, evidently last night, is a vote to move the camp, and I would assume weed out some of the bad actors. If you know anything about that, you were at that meeting, you want to share anything on that, love to just getting some tips on it, really want to get to the bottom and find out what happened. It seems like it might be some progress, which would be just nice. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Getting a chance to talk about with the candidates where they are at on the presidential race. I wanted to, but just ran out of time. Literally, we did two issues, the protest and
could have done 2 hours and not gotten everything you want to get to. I mean, there's just so much stuff.
Protest and the debate is all we got to. But there's a story today where Congressman Kevin Cramer is quoted from the monthly luncheon that was held. The GOP does this every month at the Bismarck Municipal Country Club, and former news service was over there. And so they quoted Kevin at this event saying, Donald Trump wins on every important issue. And I'm telling him, you still can win. The country does not want her to be president. but he needs to stick to the issues rather than engage in personal attacks. You agree with that? What do you want to hear tonight in the debate? When are you going to be leaning in with your ear to hear? You let me know. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at Titan Outlet Store. Talked about them during Big Iron. And now joining us as a regular sponsor. And I've got a deal for you. We all have a deal. But if you mention my name when you call or stop in or go to the website, TitanOutletStore.com, they're going to take 11% off the price. How's that for great? And I found a planner I wanted to tell you about. This is a 2013 Case IH, brand new, never in the field, okay, never been used. 1255 planter, 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, two-point hitch, drive clutch, fertilizer tank with the bulk fill, 22 gallons per minute, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no row markers, and a Pro 700 monitor on this thing, okay? Go to TitanOutletStore.com to see it or call them at 218-233-3700. 218-233-3700. Nice, easy number to remember. 218-233-3700. For a great deal on that Case IH 1255 planter. Brand new at an incredible price. 2013 model, but it's aged inventory. It's not been used. And 11% off the price if you say, hey, Scott sent me here. Okay? They're at 3456 70th Street in Glendon, Minnesota. Online at TitanOutletStore.com or online, or call them rather, at 218-233-3700. Get to the phones here. Driscoll is where we go. Dustin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it's Dustin calling, and I want to know how the candidates feel about medical marijuana Measure 5 in North Dakota.
They're gone right now, so the candidates are not weighing in on any measures. What do you think about it?
I'm a big supporter of it. I think it's a great idea. This measure doesn't allow anybody to smoke their medicine, so to speak. I went to a very informative seminar at the Heritage Center, and I'm going to be voting yes, and I want to encourage everyone else to vote yes.
Is there a personal story in your family that leads you to vote this way? Most of the people that I hear that are passionate supporters have a loved one affected, you know, and see states, other states that have this, that you know, help with the symptoms they have, and see North Dakota not having that ability and are driven that way. Do you personally have any particular story that ties you to this issue?
I did watch my grandfather go through chemotherapy, and the inability for him to eat anything, I think, made that a lot more difficult. It made him a lot more weaker. And I think that medicinal marijuana would have definitely helped, because there are things in marijuana that can make you hungry that some of us may or may not know. And those things are targeted in medicinal marijuana to specifically induce hunger.
By the way, a yes vote on Measure 5 means you support legalizing the use of medical marijuana to treat defined, debilitating medical conditions. So cancer, AIDS, you know, hepatitis C, ALS, glaucoma, epilepsy, and developing certain procedures for regulating medical marijuana, growing, dispensing, and usage. And there is the controversy, I think. People see, uh-oh, what about that? How could that be abused? There's not a lot of people I hear from that are concerned about helping to treat medical conditions like I mentioned. So glad you called about it. Glad you went to that forum. And thanks, Dustin. We're going to have a conversation on that coming up in the program, too. Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Will is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, see, I guess I'm really concerned about the all of the community agitators that are out there. It seems that, you know, we hear reports over and over and over again that Dakota Access Pipeline is being held up. Now it's being held up by the Obama administration. And with all the things coming out with the O'Keefe stories and the amount of, it seems that we're paying, or somebody's paying professionals to come to these different situations. We know that it happened down in Ferguson, Missouri. We know that they are brought in wherever they want some major footage, and now we're finding out how it happened. here's, that's what their job is to, incite people to riot. They're down there to stir things up. They're trying to get people to punch them so that they can get it on video and say how bad the Trump people are.
Yeah, exactly. I could not help watching that and not think about what was going on with the protest here and the recruitment and all the things are going, some of these videos they're producing to recruit more people to come they're six-figure productions. This is not a small deal, right? There's big bucks involved here. Democracy Now! Is George Soros' group. That's the Amy Goodman thing. When they come in with a television show, this is not a small money deal, right? So I right away. It sounds like you did too.
Yep, absolutely. There's one other thing. You would think that the FBI by now would have a complete file list of the people that are their operatives. If you just sat down there and you, as you arrest these people, you take their fingerprints, you get their photo, they get their IDs, where they're
from. You bet. No, I hear you. And the FBI's here. Look at the rap sheets in some of the papers that is out today of the 140 that have been arrested. Amazing. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Bottineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Piper's today to get your free Piper's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Piper's.com.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day at all of their locations. Like the 4-for-4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink. 4 items, $4 all day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey's standard candy bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch family pack of chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I've been counting down to the election. I've been counting down to how many days we've been talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline. I better start counting down to New York City. I talked to the folks at Fox News Channel today, and our entire group is going to be on Fox News Channel the morning of December 1st. Last year, a few of us were on because the event was inside the Fox News Channel studios.
Yeah.
They're taking us on the plaza and having, I don't know if this is a North Dakota joke in the making or what, but they want us to participate in the weather, Todd, on December 1st. So
we may have bad weather that day. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Hey, look, back home, you're having a blizzard.
We leave Tuesday, November 29th, and we return on the 4th of December. And my favorite part of this trip, I'm going to tell you, is that the University of North Dakota hockey team is playing Boston College in Madison Square Garden on Saturday night, December 3rd. But there are a lot of things. Dinner at Trump Tower, Radio City Christmas Spectacular, a great, great Broadway show. We're doing Cats Deli. We're doing a really cool guided tour of America's Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral. Dinner cruise all the way around Manhattan Island is going to be kind of cool. I could go on and on. Now, you may say, well, why are you torturing me with all the details of this when I can't go? Well, I mentioned this a week or 10 days ago, that we actually now have added 6 spots. We have room for 6 spots. We actually had a waiting list of like, you know, some people that said, I want to go, I'd love to go. And we didn't, first ones of that group have been accommodated, and now we need another 6 to be able to take all 12. So, long story short, if you'd like to go and take this in, we'd love to have you. And it's a great deal. Everything, 5 deluxe breakfast, 1 dinner at the an evening cruise, a dinner at Carmine's, a dinner at Trump Cafe, dinner at the Hard Rock Cafe, all the attractions and tours, 5 nights at this wonderful hotel, all of it priced right. Now, here's the deal. Because the other trip is booked, this one is $27.99 plus your airfare. And we're doing that to let you just sort of pick where you want to go from your airfare. So, as simple as that. If you would like to go, here's the telephone number. You ready? 952-898-3478. That's 952-898-3478. Call Jason right now and say, hey, $27.99 per person based on double occupancy? And my airfare? You're kidding me? I'm coming. And you'll get in on the New York trip. Simple as that. You can also email me if you'd like, and I will get you the information and get you to the right people. You can just email ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be announcing, you know what the midnight sun is, Todd? You heard of the midnight sun before?
Mm-mm.
It's when the sun is up at midnight.
Okay.
You know where you need to, you know where you need to go to see that?
Where?
Norway.
Hmm. Okay.
June 19th through July 2nd, my wife and I are going to host a little trip to see the midnight sun in Norway with a guy who's been to Norway. Are you ready? 153 times.
Wow.
How many times have you been there?
0, and I'm Norwegian in part, so I should... When is this again?
Ditto with me. Write it down. June 19th to July 2nd. You and Carrie come with Marie and I. Have a great time. We're going to bring the kids, too. This is one for the ages. So all the details tomorrow. Carol Juven is a pro. I met him at Hostfest, actually. He's just the best. He's been on the stage of Hostfest for a lot of years doing these tours. And we'll have details of that coming up. If you just absolutely positively can't wait and got to know right now, I'll give you Carol's number, 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. See, if you have a little travel in your future, life's just better, right? You worry less about elections and things happening and all of that. So 800-343-0093. All right, who is next on the program? Let's go to Richardson and Sarah. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
Wonderful. What's on your mind?
Well, you posed a question on what we would like to hear at tonight's debate as far as any sort of topics, and I would really like to hear the uranium deal that Hillary had made with Russia brought up, and I'm surprised that it hasn't, especially when the last debate had such an emphasis on nuclear warfare and an emphasis on Russia and Trump's affiliation with Russia, but nothing was brought up about Hillary's.
Yeah, it's like the debt. I mean, that's an issue that, while it's been touched on and you hear it, you know, in pieces, it's really a small, small percentage of the time that we're actually talking about. I'd give anything if we could just say, all right, you know, let's talk about what we're going to do in the future and how that will differ from what we've done in the past. For instance, Iran. you did a deal with Iran. Look how much cash they got. What are they doing with it, right? I mean, how will you respond to it? Chris Wallace would be great to do something on that. That's a great point, Sarah. That's a big issue. And I think a vulnerability for her, I would hope, you know?
Well, I think so, too. And my biggest concern with it is the fact that we've got the company on U.S. soil. You know, we're brokering a uranium deal on U.S. soil. You know, we've got uranium coming out of Wyoming and, you know, our Midwestern states. And I just would like to touch base on that, on why that hasn't been an issue that's brought up. And
great points. Appreciate your call, Sarah. Thank you. Devin Bismarck, give me your take.
Hi. I'd like to talk about the rigging that Donald Trump talks about. My take is totally different on it. When I listened to the second debate, I thought to myself, Hillary Clinton has had these questions ahead of time. And she took days off before the second election. She's taking days off before the third election. And I believe she's got the questions that will come in the debate.
Well, we know from the WikiLeaks that happened in one of the Democratic debates, and were actually her operatives were able to suggest a topic be brought up, and a topic that doesn't very often come up in debates. All of a sudden, there it is. So it's not impossible. Norman and Turtle Lake, what's on your mind?
Two things. One is that the Democrats dragging out all these women is a page out of their playbook. And they did the same thing in 2012 to Herman Cain. They threw one at him, and one of those trollops at him, and it didn't stick. And then they threw another one at him, and it left a little bit of a smear. And finally, they got enough of them to stick to where he just dropped out of the race. So we've seen this rodeo before. And the other thing is, on these WikiLeaks, they're blaming the Russians. They're about ready to start World War III over it between Obama and Kerry and Biden, and I'm guessing Hillary's along with it. And the way it was explained to me was that it was a person who was in the camp, and she got so disturbed by what she was seeing that she went and released this stuff to WikiLeaks with the idea that she can put a stop to it. And the two things that really tightened her drawers was the unbridled immigration. You know, if they bring in no borders and bring in Central and South America, that's 660 million people. If they were up here for a couple of years, our country would look like a scene out of The Lion King.
Right, and she
go home.
And
where do we go?
And she said, well, you got a lot of rich lines in there. You need a show, Norman. You do. Unfortunately, I'm out of time, but you've raised many very good points. Let's just keep it at that. Norman, thank you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of using an AED as soon as possible.
For every 1 minute we go without CPR, we are losing 10% chance at life. So if it takes you 2 to 3 minutes to get that AED on that particular person, we've decreased 30% at that point. So our big thing is to try to get the AED to them, but having someone at least doing those compressions until we get the AED to them. Getting that AED on that person within those first 3 minutes is the critical time. That 3 minutes, if we can get that heart restored and get that circulation going again, it really helps the chance of EMS being able to have a good, viable patient to be able to work with when they get on scene.
To learn how you can prepare to save someone's life using CPR or an AED, go to www.ndsc.org and click on First Aid. For available training in your area, visit our training registration page.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Any questions on Measure 2? Any comments on it? Make sure you pick up the phone and join the discussion. Love to have you join us on the program. We're going to chat in just a moment with Senator Don Shively a little bit about Measure 2 so you are well informed when you head to the ballot. By the way, a couple of things I want you to have on your radar. Tomorrow we'll recap the presidential debate, obviously, between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, among my guests, Karl Rove. Yeah, that Karl Rove. He'll join us on the program. You see him on Fox News Channel. And, you know, he's kind of, well, if you like Donald Trump, you don't like Karl Rove. But, you know, he is a smart political operative and an author, and it'll be interesting to see what his take is. So he'll join us tomorrow on the program. Call us. Agreed. Any questions you have for Karl, you want to get him in now, have at it. Send them to 855-200-1776. Tomorrow, yeah, so that's tomorrow. Tuesday, we'll be live at the Village Inn on 13th Avenue South. That's in Fargo for a talk radio town hall with Doug Burgum, North Dakota Republican candidate for governor. And the talk radio town hall is like we've done with Senator Hovind, like we've done several times with Congressman Kramer, opportunities for you to ask questions in person and meet the candidate and be there. So I'll look forward to that. That'll be at the Village Inn. They have great pie, by the way, too. So we'll have a little pie-tasting contest there, I think. We'll add that to the mix.
You had me at pie.
Sound good, Tom?
Yeah.
And Wednesday, I'm up in Watford City next week for the Rough Riders Center's first major conference, statewide conference, North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties. Annual meeting is going to be held there at that facility. So look forward to that. Newt Gingrich is going to join us that day on the program. So there's a couple of guests I just wanted you to know about. All right. Before we get to Don, I wanted to give Justin a chance to weigh in because he's been waiting for a while. So let's go up to Underwood. And, Justin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just calling on the fact that all the people that Hillary has had in her campaign, not just her campaign, but the people that worked with her were fired. And then you go online and you find out 40 people that were fired or worked with her were shot and killed. I kind of want to know how that is out there in the media.
Probably because, you know, direct links aren't necessarily there. I know in this particular race, there was one DNC official who was shot. I mean, they don't have a suspect, I don't believe. It was just somebody in the middle of Washington, D.C., but it was right after that individual was raising some concerns about the emails being released. And I don't know, I think probably because there's not a black and white line that directly ties the campaign or anything else to it. And those kind of lists were out there when Bill Clinton was president. There's so many other things. I mean, so like drinking from a fire hose, you know, which is why the Clinton campaign has been very successful in saying, let's not talk about any of the stuff that's bad about us, WikiLeaks or the Iran deal or, you know, her health or any of those things. Let's talk about Donald Trump. And then he says bad things about women 3 years ago or have these accusations against him. They've been very successful in keeping it off her and being about him, but the media is a willing ally there, too. They can't stop you, though, from calling the program and others to raise these issues. Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it. Senator Don Shibley's here from the beautiful city of Mott, North Dakota, represents that region in the state legislature, and here today to talk about measure number two, the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. Senator, how are you?
I'm very good. Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for joining us. This measure, too, hasn't gotten a lot of attention. One of the issues put on the ballot by the legislature, and when you go, you're going to see something on the ballot summary that looks like this. This measure expands the educational purposes for which the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund may be used. And that sounds like legalese. Don't give me any legalese. Just tell me why Measure 2 should pass, why you're supporting it.
Well, Measure 2 was designed, it came out in 1994 when the people voted on it, and it was designed to protect foundation payments to schools. They went through a period of shortfalls and where money was short and with budget cuts, so they were always, schools weren't getting what they were told they were going to get. So this was put in 94 to protect those foundation aid payments. It's worked very well. That's its prime purpose. That will still be its prime purpose, is to protect foundation aid payments. Since that came into effect, it's only been used three times, twice this last year and once before that, in 2002. And the idea was, is whenever there's a shortfall in the budget, the governor can request across-the-board cuts, and this Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund will protect school funding programs. What's happened since then, and this came from the 2013 Interim Committee of the Government Finance. They were tasked with the study of this fund, how it's grown so large. We have this stranded asset of money that's put away that cannot be used for anything, you know, without the governor's budget. Like what we've seen the last year, with probably the worst case scenario with budgeting for the state, it was used two times, and at that just under 10%, we were at $120 million of what we've used so far out of that to protect our budget. At that time, in 2013, we were projecting $750 million would be in this fund and growing, you know, and so even with this worst-case scenario, of which we used $120 million, that's a lot of money that's sitting in a way in an account of a stranded asset that we cannot use for any purpose, nor anybody else can use it for. So, you know, we didn't think that was financially prudent to lock up money, people's money, and then not have an access to use it. So that's what this measure would do.
So the funds that would no longer be stranded then would be used for what?
Well, the language says educational purposes, and I think that's the gist of some of the complaints to it, is would that money be spent wisely? Is that a K-12 use? I think, you know, that's what most people believe that's what it should be used for, is K-12 education. I think some concerns with the money going to higher ed, you know, and that's the concerns that we have, and I guess that's the thing is but the problem...
That's up to the legislature.
Exactly.
Right? So, I mean, that's why you vote for... from Vermont, that's why I throw my vote to Senator Shively or your legislators to go in there and say, hey, wait a minute, here's the intent. It was a stranded asset before, it's now available to us, but let's use it for let's define educational purposes and debate what that means.
Yeah, and when you put a measure out there that's too specific, then there's always people that think it should be used for something else. So when the language comes in as educational purposes, it's focused on education. And yeah, it's vague in some ways, but it's also... You know, has to go through the process of debate and committee hearings and
all kinds. What's the intent of the fund as it exists now, the stranded asset?
The intent right now, well, at that time, you know, when we were looking at that amount of money, there was a bill of a Senate Bill 2039, which had intent language on that was used for school construction and for setting endowments for scholarships, and then the rest was the same thing with educational purposes. The intent, you know, and obviously things have changed in the last, you know, 3 years. Where things happen, and that's kind of the reason of just putting educational purposes in there, is that now the focus, I believe, could be used for assuring up our foundation aid payments. You know, looking into this next year, we're at a foundation aid payment now of $96.46 per student, and just the cost to continue that with the enrollment increases and that is going to be $164 million just to stay at that level. Well, with the shortfalls that we have in our budget, that's $164 of new money that we need just to stay current. So I think, you know, that's possibly going to be, you know, one of the priorities is try to hold schools as harmless as we can. but it's still going to take a lot of money to do that. So I think that's one of the things is, you know, and the other thing is
that. So that would be, that's an educational purpose, obviously.
Yeah. Right? Well, yeah, and that, everything that would be suggested or applied for this would have to go through the process of legislation and be debated and voted on.
But in that case, it would be using these dollars for a purpose you've already used them for, that there are no longer funds to do what you've been doing previously without this.
Yes.
All right. So, you know, and the alternative to that, the no vote, is the dollars sit there and are not touched and really are unused, going back to your term, stranded asset.
Right? Yeah. Well, 15% is the figure we came up to leave in there to always protect the foundation aid payments if there's shortfalls, and that would exist. That's the minimum that's set down there. It's certainly not. We could always leave more in there if we thought that was needed. The other question is here is this is a fund that is automatically deposited in every month. Even with our revised projections of funding, we're looking at over $100 million to be invested in that fund this year, 2016. So, you know, if you take some out, and it's still being revived every month. And, you know, currently right now there's over $569 million in there as of September 1st. So, you know, there's two things here. It's continually being refilled, and that, you know, and if we don't pass this, that's just money that keeps going into this fund that you can't use. So I don't know if that's financially responsible or wise use of the people's money either. So because to what the purposes you would use that for, now you have to find that money somewhere else.
Bottom line, this is about whether or not you trust your legislators, right?
Yeah, and exactly. And, of course, there's 141 different opinions of where that should be best used in. But
I want that debate. If I elect a legislator, I expect you to pour into the details and, you know, make the case. And then, obviously, I can tell you at the time, do I agree, do I not? But there's plenty of times that people weigh in on the particular things being debated in the legislature. So
sure, it's a frustrating process, but it's a good process, and it works. And at the end of the day, we hope that good people do the right thing.
Bring me inside what you think could be potential debates as far as to what educational purposes are. What would you, first of all, what would you support in the way of an educational purpose?
Well, like I said, the foundation aid stabilization, if we have to shore up that, you know, in the short term or as the economy turns around, I think that's important. I guess I would.
So current things that are being, that are supporting education.
Right, and foundation aid payment, just to even hold that harmless, I mean, you know, you can only spend what you have, and if you don't have it, well, then you're looking at cuts, and I think that would help. You know, it would probably be our only chance to really hold schools harmless at the current level, which is not a good thing either because there's no increase then, but at least it's you know where you're at.
How about anything that's not currently funded in the way of education?
Sure. I mean, and say things get better and you've got this big fund going on and then there's opportunities to use it. I think some of the things that have been talked about before was a school construction loan. What we'd like to, you know, what I worked on heartily and what we have now is a school construction loan to help schools with building new buildings, but, you know, protecting that also. But we wanted to put in a revolving fund so that there would be money coming back into this fund so that it would go on to the future. Well, we have a school construction loan funds, but there is no revolving fund that would continue going that. So as of next session, there will be no school construction loan unless we have some funds like this. Some mention has been made on scholarships, which is, you know, questionable whether that's a K-12 thing. But if you're going to use scholarships to, you know, enhance teachers to come into the profession to help dual credit distance learning type things, I mean, that is a, you know, K-12 function that would also be a possibility. I mean, you know, that's the thing. You need some flexibility to do these things. But you're right. You need to trust your legislators that are going to do the right thing.
A yes vote supports authorizing the legislature to allocate excess revenues from oil extraction taxes from the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund for education purposes. That's what Measure 2 is asking you in the ballot. We'll give Senator Shively a chance to share some final thoughts and wrap up with any questions or comments you have at 800-228-0550. Norma in New Salem and Bob in Grafton have a comment too. Stay tuned. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years' experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Killdeer and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
Tobacco is still a big problem in North Dakota.
and Big Tobacco is still after our kids. So they target them, and it's working. Every year, 300 North Dakota kids become daily addicted smokers. That's 300 too many, and that's enough. Let's end this. Go to BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ten towns is Botno, North Dakota. Shout out to our friends in the Botno. They're the State Bank of Botno. Mickelson Aggregates, Hometown Market, Mattern Family Meats, Farmers Appliance, and Botno Lumber. Get up there a couple times a year and love every second of it. So love taking tours of our top 10 towns. Botno, North Dakota. See you soon. Back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Tomorrow, full coverage of tonight's debate. Along our guest, Karl Rove, will join us on the Fox News Channel on the program. Wrapping up with Don Scheibele, Senator from Mott, North Dakota, talking about measure number two. I did get a note from Mike Nathy, who chairs the Education Committee in the House. He said both chairmen of the Education Committees support measure two. He tells me House leadership and Senate leadership support this measure. And he says leadership is also committed to buttoning down the phrase educational purposes and define it as K through 12 only for the funds when we get back into session. You agree with all that, Senator?
I do agree with that, and I guess there's also the list of people that are groups that also come out again for this is the North Dakota Council of Educational Leaders, North Dakota United, which includes the teachers, North Dakota Farmers Union, North Dakota Small Organized Schools, and also the Greater North Dakota Chamber has all come out in support of this measure also.
All right. Anything else you want folks to know about Measure 2?
Well, yeah, I guess it's just that, you know, I think it's fiscally responsible to spend the people's money wisely. And you know, I don't think locking up in a fund that's so secure that you cannot use, I think protection of the foundation aid payment, which does that, but this also frees up money that, you know, is needed and could be used to spend on educational purposes would be a prudent thing to do.
Sounds good. Thanks for the time today.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it very much. Senator Don Shively from Mott, and a little run-through on measure number two, and we will now, till election, get you two things. One, invite folks to join us on the program and talk about the measures so you can hear it from their perspective, and then also going to be sharing some of my thoughts on them as well, as I promised I would do, and then we'll put all that information together so you've got it all together and be able to take a look at it. All right, let's go to, let's see here, New Salem. Norma, what's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi, Norma, how are you?
Fine.
Good.
I was wondering how come this is more or less for Todd.
Okay.
Why KFIR is using NBC News Radio for the debates instead of Fox News, because last Sunday night when we were combining sunflowers and when that came on, when the debate came on, I thought, well, Fox News. I was ready to grab the radio and throw it out the combine because the moderator or the guys on NBC,
if you throw your radio off the combine, you won't be able to get any coverage at all. So I'd hate for you to do that.
I think she didn't.
She
didn't literally want to do it. You just,
I hope not,
frustrated her with the decision to have NBC coverage rather than Fox News.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to get home and turn the TV on to Fox to watch the debate because they were so biased against Donald Trump, it was ridiculous. I was so upset, and I'm wondering what decision made you decide to go to NBC News instead of staying with Fox News.
They were having more coverage of it was really the only thing, but I'll pass that along to those guys because they seem to think it wasn't very biased, and I told them, well, I've heard some feedback. Otherwise, and now I've heard more feedback. I'm going to take a copy of this call and send it to him.
Thanks for the call, Norma. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
That's why your feedback matters.
Exactly.
Bob and Grafton, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Hey, I have a question for Carl Rove and a quick comment. I'll make it quick. The question for Mr. Rove would be, why is it that the Republican establishment elite, such as Paul Ryan and others, can so quickly come together and unify to keep Donald Trump out, but in 8 years they couldn't unify to stop Obama and the Democrats? And then my comment is, I went down to Walmart the other day and purchased that Dinesh D'Souza movie, Hillary's America, and I was absolutely shocked. My family and I, our jaws were on the floor. I would please, as an American military veteran, I would encourage as many people as possible to see that documentary, Hillary's America, before this election. Absolutely,
yes.
Crucial.
It's good. I did not know about the Saul Alinsky-Hillary Clinton connection going back to college for her until that movie. There was a lot of things in there, but, you know, Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals, that book and what it represents, and unfortunately how much of the politics of the Democratic Party today align with what Saul Alinsky wanted is chilling. It absolutely is, and there's a lot of connections there.
And how much it influenced Mr. Obama. He even wrote about it in his books, Dreams of My Father. So
absolutely. Good points, Bob. Dana and Judd, 30 seconds for you.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Say, Scott, on the $20 trillion debt, right now there's roughly 130 million people working in this country. So that means we each have a responsibility of $153,846 to balance it. It can't be done. And yet they keep pushing in the same direction, talking more cuts, which makes it worse. And they will not come up with anything new. Why can't they do that?
Good points, Dana. Thanks for the call. Folks, we're out of time, so unfortunately
Thank
I have
you.
To say so long. Thank you, Dana. Appreciate it. Do me a favor. Here's your homework assignment, if you choose to accept it. Watch that debate tonight. Not coverage of it, yourself. Just the actual debate. Forget before and after. Just, you know, beginning to end, and then give us your commentary on it. Share your feedback on it tomorrow right here. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Have I got a deal for you from Titan Outlet Store. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hammond. Check out this 2013 new Case IH 1255 planner. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, two-point hitch, drive clutch, bulk fill, 22 gallons per minute, fertilizer with a tank bulk fill on it, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no roll markers, Pro 700 monitor, too. Check it out at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save 11%.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.